Welcome to Humanize Health Systems by Rahul Karbanda, and you are tuned into Fit Habit. I'm your host, Rahul, and you are listening to a podcast for health, fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle. Hey, hello everyone, and this episode and series is especially on demand from Amrapali Group of Institutes. And in today's episode, I'll give you tips on how to power up and boost your immune system. So are you ready for that? So let's begin with our first tip. And number one tip which I want to give you is drink warm salt water. Now, warm water helps you hang out germs and bacteria from your nose and throat that digging into your bloodstream and affect your immune system. It is also used to cleanse your colon and treat chronic constipation. Now, keep in mind to have it only once or twice, because more of anything can have opposite effects. Overloading of salt may cause sodium overload in your body, which may increase your blood pressure. So remember, anything which has to be done in moderation. Taking warm salt water once or twice has amazing positive results on the body. So try it. Number two tip which I want to give you is sleep it off. You can be going to bed 2 or 3 hours after sunset and getting up with the sun to maintain a strong immune system. Yoga helps to teach you a life lesson by the rhythms of nature, sleeping enough and eating food. Take ample rest, avoid late nights, and give your body the complete rejuvenating and healing effect during this period. Spend good time with yourself and family. Longer sleep during night has amazing immunity boosting effects. Use your daytime learning and creating something good, but sleep well at night. Number three, consume magical tulsi herb. This is amazing, right? So when viruses like coronavirus take hold, they produce problematic respiratory conditions, which tulsi may be able to reduce stress, fever, and headache. There are several other benefits of tulsi herb. Few benefits which I'm going to reveal right now are backed by solid research. So tulsi is a natural immunity booster. Tulsi is rich in vitamin C and zinc. It just acts as a natural immunity booster and keeps infections at bay. It has immense antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties which protect us from a variety of infections. Another benefit of tulsi is it reduces fever. That means it is antipyretic, and it also reduces pain. That means it is analgesic. Right? So tulsi has antibacterial and antiviral properties which help to fight infections, thus reducing fever. The fresh juice of tulsi taken with black pepper powder cures periodic fevers. And tulsi leaves boiled with powdered cardamom, which is also called elaichi, in 1/2 liter of water and mixed with sugar and milk are also effective in reducing temperature. Right? So eugenol, which is a terpene with pain-relieving properties found in tulsi, reduces aches in the body. So try tulsi if you are facing these kind of symptoms, right? Now, number three benefit of tulsi is it reduces cold, cough, and other respiratory disorders. Camphene, cineol, ursolic acid, and eugenol are compounds present in tulsi which help to reduce cold and congestion in the chest. Juice of tulsi leaves mixed with honey and ginger is very effective in bronchitis, asthma, influenza, cough, and cold. As a nutritionist, I have been recommending tulsi to my clients and friends for many health benefits. And to make it easier, you can also have tulsi herbal supplements. And I have known with some very good brands which give you real organic tulsi herb, which is known to help in supporting immunity, being a potent adaptogen, and having an antioxidant effect. The extracts have beneficial active ingredient ursolic acid, which is present in the extract of aerial part of organic tulsi herb. One tulsi tablet have extracts from about 100 dried organic tulsi leaves. How amazing, isn't it? So if you are looking to consider this, you can email me at contact@rahulkharbanda.com and I'll recommend you some very good brands manufacturing really good organic tulsi supplements, and how you can get them, you will come to know about that, right? Now, fourth tip which I want to give you today is breathe deep. The cocktail of fear, lockdown, and loneliness has had various detrimental psychological and physical effects, but simple breathing exercises can be of some relief in these testing times. People have experienced various degrees of stress, anxiety, muscular tension, fear, frustration, and anger over the course of pandemic. There is ample scientific evidence that breathing exercises are a powerful tool to relieve stress, aid relaxation, and facilitate meditation. So you have already been hearing a lot these days that you can lie on the prone position and do deep breathing. Why proning is important so much and why it is talked about for people who are struggling with oxygen saturation. Many people are now aware that they don't use the full extent of their lungs while breathing. Over the years, people develop a shallower and less healthy breathing patterns, and this becomes a habit. It is important to know that the largest part of the lungs is located at the back, not front. Lying on your back compresses the smaller airways and blocks them, which is not a healthy position for extended periods of time, especially for those with lung problems. Now, we as fitness experts know this from beginning, but now this is hype in the market due to this pandemic. So this is good. Let me give you a few tips on breathing. So the most amazing breathing pattern is diaphragmatic breathing, right? Which is also known as deep muscle breathing or belly breathing. This is an amazing breathing technique which can be performed by anyone who is keen on improving overall calmness and powerful immune system. This method involves contracting or tightening the diaphragm, which is a muscle located at the base of the lungs between the thoracic cavity and abdominal cavity. Now, during inhalation, the diaphragm is pushed down to create more space for lungs to expand into the chest cavity. This exercise improves lung capacity, reduces the lungs' demand for oxygen, and helps to reduce the production of stress hormones. It involves only two steps, where step one is to inhale. Now, how to do that? You just need to place one hand on the chest and the other hand on the belly, just below the ribcage. Breathe in slowly through the nose with your mouth closed, letting the air in towards the belly, right? Now focus on feeling an expansion of the belly. The hand on the chest and your shoulder should not move, but the hand on the belly should rise with the expansion as the air goes in. So this is the right technique. Now step number two, which has to follow, is to exhale, where you breathe out through the mouth, tightening your muscles so the belly moves in to force the air out. This has to be slow and controlled. Diaphragmatic breathing helps expand the lungs and increases efficiency in oxygen absorption and supply. It also strengthens the muscles of the chest, improves digestion and quality of sleep, and strengthens the immune system and reduces stress. This is one simple breathing technique and there are several others, but performing this technique will surely help you achieve what you deserve. And my goal is to help you live better life today than tomorrow. I will wait for your queries through the message box of Amrapali Group of Institutes and we'll try to address it in the next episode of this series. Keep safe. Take better care of yourself and do subscribe for more such amazing episodes on Humanized Health Systems by Rahul Kharbanda. And you were tuned into Fit Habit. Thanks for listening to me. This is Rahul signing off. Bye-bye.